Anybody here?
Gossip.
Gossip.
Celebrity.
Gossip. Hollywood.
Gossip.
It's that time to dish again.
Celebrity gossip is coming up next.
Mm-hmm, I know that's right.
Okay, so our dish today begins with Kelly Clarkson. During her Las Vegas residency at Caesar's Palace on Saturday, she told the audience about a recent post-show bathroom trip, joking that she might have contracted the intestinal illness that's kind of been going around the United States.
I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know if I got that thing, you know, that people like eat lettuce. I don't know what. But last night during the show, I was like, oh my God. And I get back to my room and I have never been so happy there's not a man in the room.
I didn't realize we'd have to bleep Kelly Clarkson that much. Robert Irwin says AI is ruining wildlife photography because it dilutes what's impressive and makes it hard for people to tell what's real or not. Anne Hathaway has an update on the Princess Diaries 3.
I'm busy making baby number 3. But I can say I think we had a story breakthrough. I think that we're moving in the right direction. The script that we were working on had, you know, we kind of had to start over with this new direction, but we all feel really good that this is going to be the one.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, making baby number 3, she is. Julie Andrews, turning 90 this year, has expressed interest in returning, although no additional cast has been confirmed. Oh, and by the way, Whoopi Goldberg, I should say, made Anne Hathaway cry on The View. Oh, but in a good way.
Anne Hathaway, it's been wonderful watching you.
Don't.
It's been wonderful watching you grow up, and you have just blossomed, turned into this fabulous actress. Girl.
No, don't.
Yes, yes. You need to know. You need to know.
I would be crying if I wasn't pregnant right now.
Well, but it's something you need to know and remember.
I don't know what to say. Thank you. You know that's how all, I feel and about you.
Yeah, Rihanna might be Argentina's curse. She's been at 2 World Cup finals that they played in, and they lost both by a score of 1-0. Stevie Wonder made a surprise appearance on Saturday at the wonderful event, a free tribute concert in downtown L.A., and addressed the rumor that he is actually not blind.
So all those rumors about me being able to see? Okay.
No cap.
Visually, no, but spiritually, yes. And if they don't believe you, tell them to let me drive their car.
That's awesome. Sharon Stone says she's quit weed and her stroke medication, and she feels great. I hope she got her doctor's approval. Country star Brad Paisley attended Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift's July 3rd wedding at Madison Square Garden with his wife Kimberly Williams Paisley and had this to say about the event.
Ironically, like, one of the least pretentious weddings I've ever seen or ever will see. And so, yeah, it meant a lot to be, it was kind of a big thank you from her to invite us.
Yes, she toured opening for Brad Paisley back in the day. Swift and Kelce also donated $26 million to charities that weekend, including the Paisley's Nashville nonprofit, The Store. The head of Marvel says he keeps offering roles to Adam Driver, and Adam Driver keeps turning them down. And the first trailer for Avengers Doomsday has been released, bringing together nearly every major MCU hero to face Robert Downey Jr.'s Dr. Doom.
Something's coming. Something we may not be able to deter before this day is done. We shall be faced with an unthinkable decision.
Ooh, I'm looking forward to that. The Avengers Doomsday arrives in theaters December 18th of this year. And that's it. No real dirt alerts. What? Keeping it clean on B104.3. That's the Daily Dust. Good morning.